would be the most fun job in the world, do you reckon? For you, like if you could literally do anything as a job, what?
I'd probably blow up Dull Tester.
We're just a couple of business anchors. Welcome to the Business Anchors Podcast. This jingle is slightly too long. This jingle is slightly too long.
This person has been the only guest we've ever had on the Business Anchors Podcast. Yeah. I think it was episode 4 or something like that. And it's Robbie Knox, who is co-host of one of the UK's most popular podcasts, which is the Happy Hour podcast. Check it out if you're not a listener already. And I asked Robbie, would you rather have a financially successful business in a boring industry or a mediocre business in a fun industry? And this is what he had to say.
Hiya Dan, hiya Lloyd, hiya business people. Listen to the pod and all that. I would say personally, probably go for the decent business in an enjoyable industry. Part of me does think do the other one, just made us money. And if it's a really that good a business, you don't have to do much. Just sit back and let someone else do it. But assuming you have to run it day to day, I would say interesting things. Because if you do, you're going to work all the time. You're going to want to have fun, aren't you, sort of thing. So yeah, that's perhaps unsurprisingly my view of things, but I'm keen to hear everyone else's.
Interestingly, he went for an option that wasn't did he say decent business?
No, he just used different wording. Oh, okay. I think the mediocre business in an interesting industry is what he went for. And I think in the last episode we spoke about like work-life balance and mental health a lot and stuff like that with founders. I think this is interesting thinking about what, do you go for something that makes you the most money quickly? And I guess maybe think about after work, like retirement, those benefits, or do you try and do something that's interesting and fun? And yeah,
I would argue that could you not find fun things that you enjoy within the unfun industry one?
Yeah, and I think lots of people manage to do it. Lots of people run cleaning companies that really enjoy building.
What's wrong with cleaning companies?
No, that's what I'm saying. They really enjoy building that business. That the day-to-day work of, oh right, we need to clean this toilet efficiently, to the outside world wouldn't be interesting and glamorous and fun. But I do think there are people that run those businesses and actually very successful big financial business, you know what I mean? That are in what at the outside world might see as a more of a boring business.
Yeah, I'd think of it more as how like happy I was at each of the businesses, because I think you could, like you say, you could find fun things. But like, yeah, being, I mean, what would be the most fun job in the world, do you reckon? For you, like if you could literally do anything as a job, what?
I'd probably blow up Dull Tester. No, joke. That'd be weird. The most enjoyable.
Because I'm just trying to weigh up in my head.
I think there's different things, and there's some questions to some other people actually we've asked later in the episode that goes into this a bit more. But it's thinking about like, do you want a job that's fulfilling? Like not necessarily an exciting opportunity, but like you feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
Or do you want something that financially is going to be good and then you can think about those other things you might want later? I do think it's hard. But like you said, I think you can find your role interesting within a boring boring industry. That sounds harsh on boring industries. But you know, people might find marketing boring, what we do, and I suppose we
make it fun.
We really enjoy what we do, and there are big challenges, but we enjoy that. I don't know, just going over, I don't know. So yeah, maybe those boring industries, you could still make a lot of money, build a massive business in something that's not really exciting, but still enjoy what you do.
Just before you go, we want to take a second to talk about our podcast sponsors, Adobe Express. Adobe Express enables anyone to quickly and easily create standout social graphics, logos, flyers, banners, and more on the web and mobile. There are so many amazing features and benefits to using Adobe Express. You can choose from thousands of beautifully designed templates to inspire you and get started. You can quickly remove a background, convert JPEG to PNG, videos to GIFs, merge videos, change video speeds, and more. Apply your brand to your content in just a tap and collaborate with your colleagues through shared templates and libraries. You'll also get access to the entire diverse, royalty-free Adobe Stock photo collection created by the world's best professionals and choose from over 20,000 licensed Adobe fonts, as well as their collection of curved typesets, grids, and exquisite font pairings. You can apply standout photo effects in seconds, discover easy bite-sized tips to get you started on the Learn tab, or connect on one of their creator community spaces to stay close to our team and fellow users. Now that's a lot of features to get your teeth into. Click the link in the description of the episode to give Adobe Express a go today, and we'll see you next week.